The mitzvah to eat marah b'zman hazeh is only midrabbanon. We discussed already. The mitzvah to eat matzah is a machlokes hamaroyim at the end of the mesichta, whether matzah is also only b'zman hazeh midrabbanon. We pask the matzah is deraisa. We discussed already. What exactly is matzah? So the Chumash describes it as lechem oni. So the first thing has to be lechem. How do you determine what's lechem? So it's relevant for chiyuv challah as well, because this pasuk said v'hoya b'chochem lechem ha'aretz. When you eat lechem in Eretz Yisrael, challah and atar is only in Eretz Yisrael. V'hoya b'chochem lechem ha'aretz. Then there's a chiyuv to be mafrish challah. So the Mishnayos explain Mishnayos challah, Mishnayos here lamed hamad aleph and psachim has to be made from the chameshes mini dogon. If it's not from chameshes mini dogon, it's not considered lechem. Why not? What's the yisoid of chameshes mini dogon? So the Gemara says, because it has to be bolei de chimutz. If you're going to use any other flour other than these chameshes mini dogon, that's not bolei de chimutz. It's bolei de sirchon. It's a different chemical reaction. What exactly? And then there's a machlekes hatanaim regarding orez v'doichen. Bechem enuri orez v'doichen rice is also from the mini dogon, and chachamim disagree. So we said quite a few times, the Ramban, on the beginning of Eved Treifas, the Chiddush Ramban quotes Akasha from Yerushalmi, how could it be a machlekes and mitzias? Whether Orez v'dechon is bolei de chimutz, why didn't they experiment? So Yerushalmi says they did experiment. That's the famous Ramban he has in a few places in Shas, that it doesn't make sense to have a machlekes and mitzias, the Tanoim and experimentation. So they experimented and it came, there was something in between chimutz and sirchon. So their machlekes was, where do you draw the line? Is this called chimutz or is this called sirchon? There's an issue today. There are people. We usually assume that chimutz, bolei de chimutz, is if it has gluten, it's going to rise. Like and when you mix flour with water, it rises. So that's a shaila with oats. So American oats and Israeli oats are a different strain from British oats. So that's why the people who are allergic to gluten will get sick if they eat the Wheaties. We'll get sick if they eat Cheerios also, because it's made from American oats, Israeli Cheerios, same thing. British oats is very different, and it has very little gluten, no gluten at all, whatever it is. So that's why those people who are allergic to wheat buy the British matzahs that are made from British oats. So that's it. Are they yotzei or not? Maybe it's called not bolei de chimutz. Not bolei de chimutz, it's not from the chameshes mini dogon. That's a big question. So if a person has no choice, if he's going to get sick, you're not mechuyif to get sick in order to, you're not mechuyif to do a mitzvah if you're going to get sick. Rabbi Moshe Feinstein has a tshuva. He quotes the din in Shulchan Aruch, HaMevazviz HaYevazviz Yosei Mechoyim. A person is not mechuyif to spend more than one-fifth of his total savings in order to fulfill a mitzvah. The Eliyodim, the Gemara in Ksubis has it, goes on tzedakah. You're not mechuyev to give more than chaimesh of your earnings. You may become poor. And charity begins at home. Why should you give to the poor and then you'll become poor? You'll have to borrow from others. So the Gemara only has it, goes on tzedakah. But the Ramah and Shulchan Aruch quotes it with respect to all mitzvahs asay. With respect to mitzvahs loisei asay, let's say a person, if he'll be a Shem Shabbos, he'll lose so much money, he'll have to get a different job. And he'll his salary will be much less than it should have been years ago. Today nobody works on Shabbos, but years ago everybody worked 6 days a week. Sunday they gave you off, and if a person would be a Shem Shabbos, he would lose much more than Chaimish. So the Ramah says, when it comes to a loy says they mechuyif to spend kol hoin beisam. The Vilna Gaon in the Bir Agro and Siman Kuftun Zayin and Yeridei Siman Kuftun Zayin is a siman about Yehorek Val Yaver. How far is one obligated to be Moshe Nefesh to observe mitzvah satur? So the Vilna Gaon quotes the Rishonim and say, we have to ask Hashem Elkecha b'chol levavcha v'chol nafshecha v'chol miyodecha v'chol nafshecha v'chol noitel es nafshecha. That goes Yehorek Val Yavar by Avodah Zarah. That b'chol miyodecha means b'chol mamayincha. But the Rishonim say, the Vilna Gaon quotes from one of the Rishonim, that's only by Avodah Zarah. You have to spend kol with respect to other lavim. You don't have to. Respect to eating treifas. He would say, HaMavazim Zayivazim Yosim Mechoymish. But the Ramah says not so. The Vilna Gaon is saying that the Rishonim, some Rishonim disagree with the Ramah. So we follow the Ramah, that with respect to mitzvahs asay, you say, HaMavazim Zayivazim Yosim Mechoymish, not mechuyif to spend more than one-fifth of the total savings. With respect to Loi says, you have to give up Kol Hain Beisai up until the point of Safik Sakana. So Moshe Feinstein writes, if a person is going to fulfill a mitzvah, he's going to eat matzah, then he's going to get sick because he has an allergy. So not mechuyev to get sick, just like you're not mechuyev to spend more than one-fifth of your total savings, you're not mechuyev to get sick either. So that's why the people who really have a serious allergy to wheat, so the Minchas Yitzchok says they should eat wheat, even if they're going to get sick. Even though it's only a minute to choose wheat over oats, no, they should get sick. The Pashto says, like Moshe Feinstein said, you're not mechuyev to get sick, to become a chayla in order to fulfill a mitzvah. So the shayla is, if you have the British oats, can you really say a bracha motzi lechem min ha'oats? Can you really say a bracha of al achilas matzah? It could be it's a bracha about tola. It's questionable. So the best is to rely on someone else. Let someone else say the bracha and you'll be yotze. The worst it can be is that you're not yotze. Okay, so you're not yotze. You can't help yourself. The worst is that you shouldn't have been amotzi. So safik brachas lahakim. So you didn't say a bracha. Safik brachas lahakim. So in order to be considered lechem, you need... Number one, it should be bola de chimutz. That's not only relevant for Pesach, that's relevant for challah. Chiyuv challah has to be bola de chimutz. That's how the Tanoim established only the Hameshes Min Dogan. And then we mentioned the other day, has to have Turisa de Nam, has to be in a loaf shape. Has to have Tzuris HaPas. We mentioned that there are two dinim of Tzuris HaPas. One din is, if does it look like a cake, which is a snack, or does it look like bread? So that determines whether you need Netilas Adayim, whether you say Hamoitzi HaMazonis, where they say, Alamichyam Bichas Hamozen. So such a thing that has a Tzuris HaPas, it's a loaf, but it doesn't have a Tzuris HaPas that you kaveh sudan. It's a cake. So then the Gemara says, if you eat a lot of it, if you kaveh sudan, then it becomes Hamoitzit, then it becomes Bichas Hamozen, and then you have to wash until it's done. But Tosfos said, there's another din of Tzuris HaPas, not what the Gemara is saying. Tosfos said, there's a din of Tzuris HaPas, that you're not Chai Mechala. The Gemara says, if it doesn't have Tzuris HaPas, you are Chai Mechala. Because if you would have eaten enough of it, it would have been amotzi. So it is called lechem. It's a subcategory of lechem. It's what we call pas habobikis, subcategory of pas. But then you have oatmeal cereal. You have wheatina, farina, Cheerios. The Pashto says no tzuris hapas at all. Even if you eat a ton of it, it's not going to become amotzi. So that's not chai mechala at all. So in order to be lechem, you have to have number one, it should be bole dechimutz. Number two, we should have a tzuris hapas in the terminology of Tosfos. Number three, you need afia as opposed to bishul. The Gemara learns that from the pasuk in the Teichacha. We learn that from every word in the Chumash, dinim. Even when the pasuk is not saying halacha, the pasuk says in the Teichacha, va'ofu es ha'noshim lach mechem etan ha'rechot, that the situation will be so bad that they won't have any food to eat. So 10 women will be able to bake, to have a mashahu of lechem, when Yerushalayim will be under siege, when Eretz Yisrael will be under siege, being attacked by the enemy. So 10 women will be able to bake all of that. They won't have anything to eat. They'll bake all the offer. So the Gemara learns that in Pesachim, lechem offer betana kori lechem. If you do bishul, you didn't do afiyah, then it's not called lechem. That's a din on lechem and kol haTorah kula. Then there's a special din here in matzah that... in order to be yotze the mitzvah, has to be ushmartem as amatzes. You need shmura. What exactly does shmura mean? So you look in the Shulchan Aruch, shmura has two parts to it. The Rambam says that shmura means shima mechimutz. You have to be careful that it shouldn't turn into chametz. And Rashi always says in the Gemara, it's muchach in the Gemara like that, and it means asir lishmo. You have to do the asir hamatzah lishmo. Yeah. The Magen Mishnah comments on the side of the Rambam, according to the Rambam, that Shmura means Shima Mechimutz, it's not only to the Seder, it's all of Pesach you have to have Shima Mechimutz. So he says, based on the Rambam, you should really insist on having Shmura Matzah all of Pesach. The problem is that it seems to be against the Gemara. The Magen Mishnah himself asks, because the Gemara said, Beferish, if you have Bitzeka Shal Nochrim, if a non-Jew made Matzah, so... Adam and watching the way he made the matzah. Adam and Malik Kresa Mehem, you can fill yourself up, you can eat it on Leil HaSeder. As long as he eats some matzah that was made Lishmo, the Goy can't make Lishmo. Why can't the Goy make Lishmo? He has such a Shvacha cup. The Jews are the geniuses and the Goyim have a Shvacha cup. Some of them have Shvacha cup. That's not the reason why. So the Ritva quotes from the Goyim, the Ritva in Psachim Daf Mem quotes from the Goyim, that a Nochri is not Mechuyev in Matzah. Whoever is Zeinu B'Torah cannot create Lishma. The Pashtus says that that's a klal in Kola Torah Kula. Rav Chaim Soloveitchik has a sefer that he wrote on the Rama, some of you may have heard about. And in the sefer he quotes Rav Simcha Zelig, who was his dayan in Brisk, who had this chiddush that if a person is ain't a b'toris kiddushin, he cannot write a get l'shmo. Tosis in Gittin, the first parak, talks about a get that was signed by a nachri. So Tosis says there are four reasons why it's possible. The Tosis writes as if there are two different reasons. One reason is that the goy cannot think l'shmo, and the chasima has to be l'shmo. And another reason that the goy zayin b'toris kiddushin mikiddushin. By goyim there is no din of get. Yerushalmi says non-Jews don't have an institution of gerushin. Either they can't get divorced at all. That's the Catholic Church has adopted the chumrah position. And the Rambam has adopted the Kula position, that they can get divorced by just saying goodbye and good luck, nice knowing you. Either he or she can initiate it, and there's no need for a get. But that's clear in the Yerushalmi and the Babli also, that a goy doesn't have a shtara of a get. He doesn't need a get. Either it's not going to help, there's no way to get divorced. So the Pnei Yeshua wants to say that a non-Jew is not permitted to marry even after the husband died. Pnei Yeshua has a chiddush. We that's not accepted. We assume that Mises Habal is mata by the non-Jews also, not only by the Jews. So the Tosis writes as if these are two different psulim. A non-Jew can't sign a get for two different, Tosis gives four the reasons. So two of the four reasons are, well, number one, he can't think l'shma. Number two, he's ain't a b'toris gittin kedushin. Simcha Zelig Rieger is quoted by the Rav Chaim in a seif on the Rambam, who explains, he thinks the Rambam holds that these are one and the same. Whoever is Zayin B'Torah cannot create Nishmot. So that's what the Ritva quotes from the Goinim on Daf Mem. Daf Mem im Sochim is the Daf where the Gemara talks about Shmura Matzah. You have to have Shmura. And Shmura means Asiya Lishmo. So the Goy cannot make Lishmo. Tosfos in Gittin on Daf Mem Hei Amibay says that name of the Rabbeinu Tam had a Chiddush, that a woman cannot tie the tzitzis on a talus. What's wrong? So the Gemara says a goy cannot tie tzitzis. Why can a goy not tie tzitzis? Because it says, "Dabrel bnei Yisrael v'amartalem yosuhem tzitzis bnei Yisrael osu v'loy umasoylem." Based on the pasuk, a goy cannot tie tzitzis. Based on the pasuk in the beginning of Parshas Tzitzis, so that's only a goy. What about the Jewish person? So all the Balei HaTosfos say a woman can tie tzitzis. Only a goy is possible. The Rabbeinu Tam claims not so. That the reason why a goy cannot tie the tzitzis is because the tying the tzitzis has to be done l'shma, and a goy zayin b'toras mitzvahs tzitzis, it's not from the sheva mitzvahs b'nei noach, so whoever zayin b'toras cannot create l'shma, so it's not only a goy would be possible, a kotten is a la bar chiyuva would also be possible to tying tzitzis. And a nisha is not chayv in tzitzis, it's a mitzvah says a shazman grama, so a woman would also be possible for tying tzitzis. Other Balei HaTosfos disagree, they hold that tying tzitzis doesn't need l'shma. If tying tzitzis would have needed l'shma, we would have known that a goy is possible without a gzeres al-kosov, because a goy is ain't a b'torah, so he cannot create l'shma. The Gemara says he needs l'shma when you take the wool and you convert it into strings. There the Gemara says he needs l'shma. So Tosfos holds that even that's called asiyas ha-tzitzis. When you tie the chutam onto the beggar, for sure that's asiyas ha-tzitzis, so for that for sure needs l'shma. The other Rishonim hold not true, that the only thing that needs l'shma is making the wool into string, but tying the strings onto the beged is no need of lishma. So in Shulchan Aruch they quote the machlokes whether a woman is kshera to tie the tzitzis or not. Would a woman be kosher for baking matzahs? Matzahs and mitzvahs as magroma. So women should have been potter. So the Gemara says that matzah is one of the exceptions to the rule. That despite the fact that it's a mitzvah as magroma. So the women are mechuyev in matzah. That's why traditionally in Europe, the women always baked all the matzahs. That's called asir l'shma because the women are yeshtim b'toros. But a cotton, if you need l'shma, cotton is not mechuyev b'dov, and a goy is not mechuyev b'dov, so they cannot do l'shma. The Gemara said, Beferish, a woman can build a sukkah. So the Tosfos asks on the Rabbeinu Tam, and that Tosfos in Gittin, the Mem Haim Beis, it's a Beferish, even though the women are potter from sukkah, but it's a Beferish Braisa that sukkah is Gambach and Rakbash. Gambach and Rakbash are Rosh Tevis. So Gambach is a Rosh Tevis, Goyim, Noshim, Behemis, and Kusim. So a sukkah of a woman is Beferish Kosher. So one could have interpreted a sukkah of a woman, a sukkah was made by a Jewish man that intending that women should sit in the sukkah. So the Balei HaTosfos understood sukkah's noshim means the sukkah was put up by women, and it's still kosher. So how does Rabbi Natam say that a woman who's zayna b'toras tzitzis cannot make the tzitzis? It's a beferish gemara. They understand that a woman can make the sukkah. So the Achrayim all answer. The Ksav Sefer has a tshuva, and others, Mishkanes Yankev has a tshuva. All the Gedolei Achrayim, they all answer. There's a machlekes b'shamayim b'shilul, a sukkah daftes amir alav, the second Mishnah in sukkah, where the putting on the schach has to be lushmo. So according to Beis Shammai, that putting on the schach has to be lushmo, and a hanami, a woman would not be able, a goy who would make a sukkah wouldn't be any good, because the women and the goyim are not b'toras, whoever is ain't a b'toras mitzvah sukkah cannot create lushmo. Mazel is we pass like Beis Hillel, that putting on the sukkah, the schach, does not require lushmo. So if you don't need lushmo, so there's no halacha that whoever is ain't a b'toras cannot do it. The Rabbi Natam only said it by tzitzis, because he understands that you need lushmo not only in converting the wool into strings, tying the strings onto the bag, it also needs lushmo. Even converting the wool into the strings is called asiyas ha tzitzis. And tying on the tzitzis on the bag, it for sure is asiyas ha tzitzis. Rabbi Natam holds that you need lushmo, so therefore a woman would be posel.
So that higher level of a sukkah,
the Mishnah Berurah quotes Rashba from Avodas HaKodesh, and it's Rashba in Beit Zadav Lamed, that Chal Shem Shamayim ala Sukkah, according to Basil, would only be if the Sukkah was put up Lishma. So then Achanami, if a woman put on the Schach, it would be a kosher Sukkah, but it wouldn't be Chal Shem Shamayim. Pashto says that that's a difficult Mishnah Berurah. Why did he quote the Rashba? Pashto says we shouldn't have Paskin like that, Rashba. Pashto says we shouldn't paskin like that, Rashba. We discussed that already when we were learning Perikira this year. Why we shouldn't have paskin like that, Rashba. So again, the Magen Mishnah says on the side of the Rambam, when the Rambam says that Shmura, the Shmartam es HaMatzos, everybody's so familiar with the drosha of the Mechilta, Shmartam es HaMitzvos, Mitzvah Bo Liotcha Al Tach Mitzeno. That's a drosha of the Torah Shabbat Ped. That's not what it says in the Pasuk. It doesn't say Shmartam es HaMitzvos, it says Shmartam es HaMatzos. So the Pshuta Shal Mikra goes on Asiya Lishma, on Shmura Matzah, goes on Matzah. So the Rambam, whereas Rashi always says Shmura Matzah means Asiya Lishma, Muchach, and the Gemara like that, the Rambam says that Shmura means Shima Mechima. So the Magbishna says, according to the Rambam, she really needs Shmura all the 7 days of Pesach, and there are those who have such an insistence. But then the Magbishna says, here, this is in Perek Hei, Ilchas Chametz and Matzah, Halochetes, Mishum Shemar, Vishmartam Es HaMatzah, Kolam Hizor V'Matzah, Vishim Roisim, Mikol Tzad Chimus, Lefich, Chomer Chachamim, Tzorch Lizor Bohem, Tzorch Lizor, Bedogun She'oichol Mimenu, Bid Pesach, sounds like the whole Pesach, doesn't sound like it's only the first night of Pesach, that's what the Magen Mishnah says, but it's difficult, isn't it, against the Gemara? The Rambam quotes that Gemara also, Bitzeker Shal Nochrim, the matzah that was baked by a non-Jew and the Jew was watching, so it's not considered lishma because ain't a b'toros. Other mamalik reisamem, you're permitted to eat it. Vachi ochel kazayis matzah b'achreina, you have to eat the kazayis that was baked lishma. So that's the Magen Mishnah's kashya. So he says maybe the Gemara goes b'shas atrak, he doesn't have enough to eat and he's starving. So if you have no choice, it's not that it's an isa to eat matzah that's ain't a mishumeres. It doesn't look like it's chametz. It's a mitzvah. It's a mitzvah to be medactic, so if you have no choice, you can eat regular pshutas. The Meshech Chochma on Parshas Bo gives a different answer. He thinks that the Rambam never said it. He thinks that the Rambam also meant that Shmura Matzah, Shimra Mechimot is only needed for the Kazayis mitzvah. It's not needed. As a simple reading of the Gemara, V'tzeker shol nochem adem malik reis amen, Shiochu Kazayis Matzah b'achreinu, that's the Magen Mishnah, is that kasha. He says, it's very far-fetched that there's going to be chametz. You look at the kernels of grain, when you grind them up, it doesn't look like there's any chitam or chametzes over there. But nonetheless, that's the din, and you have to be choshish for the miut possibility that maybe the kernels of grain became chametz. So, and what will happen if it did become chametz? So it'll be like an oinus. The roiv is ruba, the ruba looks like it's not chametz, so it's not chametz. If it turns out that it is chametz, it'll be oinus. So what's takin din? If a person did an avera ba'oinus, so the Gemara says oinus rachmana patre. If a person did an avera b'shoigig ba'oinus, he didn't realize that it was chametz, he went and he ate it. So oinus rachmana patre. What can you do? He's not going to be punished for that. So the Meshech Chachma quotes from the Shachan Chosh Mishpat, who quotes the Talmud Yerushalmi, that we distinguish between if a person did something b'kum v'yasei b'oynis, then we say oynis rachmanet patra, oynis kemanda loyovid. It's considered as if he didn't do it, even though he ate chametz. He thought he's eating matzah, he ate chametz. It's not farechent as an aver. It's not counted as aver because it's b'oynis. But oynis kemanda ovid loyar mina. That you don't say. That if a person thought that he's eating matzah and it's really not matzah, so it'd be considered as if he did. No, oynis just cancels the maisa that he did, as if he didn't do it. He didn't realize that he's doing it, it doesn't count. But it doesn't, oynis kaman dovid lo armina. You don't say it's considered as if he did do it. So that's the pshat and the ramam. Shmurim in shima michimot. So it really makes sense. You should have really required, like the Magen Mishnah suggested, should have really required shmura matzah for all of Pesach. But the all of Pesach is just an issue of a loisa essay. So oynis kaman dovid lo yovid armina. Oynis achmar of patri, it's not counted. But for the Seder night, it's not going to help that he was on us. Oynis kaman dovid lo armina. The bottom line is going to come out that he never ate the matzah. That's why he thinks that the Rambam never said. He thinks the Rambam only meant and he needs Shima Mechimutz for this Seder. That's some Achrenim say. I think the Chayyodim writes that one who has a minig to insist on having Shmur Matzah all of Pesach is a minig shtus, he don't even need any Hatorah. So the late Achrenim said, what kind of minig shtus? The Magen Mishnah says that that's the Shittas HaRambam. The others say the Rambam never said it, like the Meshul Chachman said, the Rambam never said it. Nobody holds like that. So basically, the two, the Rambam also agrees that it's a din of asiyah l'shma. All the sugyas are like that. And daf lamed ches, and daf lamed zayin, all the sugyas are muchach, that there's a din of asiyah l'shma. The Rambam understood that there are two dinim. In addition to asiyah l'shma, you need also shima mechimotz. So the Mishnah Berurah writes the following. Let's say, we are machmer, based on the Gemara daf mem, we are machmer that you need shmura mishas kitzira. From the time they harvest it, they put it in plastic bags, that in case it rains, the rain shouldn't fall on the kernels of grain. The Menachas Chirin points out, the Gemara talks about the possibility of achmetz b'mechuber. It's possible that it can become chametz when it's still attached to the ground before you harvest it. So he said, that's such a milsa de lo shchicha that you're not even mechuyev to be boidik for that. I mean, you're baidik, you look at all the kernels of grain, but you're not mechuyev to be choshesh. Maybe what's achmetz b'mechuber. And even after you harvest it, normally they harvest the grain and then it rains a lot, and the rain touches the kernels of grain that were cut off in the ground, and then the rain gets absorbed in the ground. So the water, that the rain water comes out, it washes off the kernels of grain. Ruba de ruba, it's not going to become chametz, but there is a far out chance that it may become chametz. So that's the machlokes and daf mem. Is it enough shmurim mishas lisha? When you do the lisha, that's when it can turn into chametz. So do you really require shmurim mishas ktsira? Prior to the Shas Ksira, that we don't require, because that's Milsad Lo Shchicha Miyod. Then the Rosh talks about Shmurim Mishas Tchina. What's it does, Shmurim Mishas Tchina? So the Rosh explains, because they used to grind it. If you grind it in an electric mill, so why is there a new Chashash? Why is there more of a Chashash Mishas Tchina? The answer is, in the days of the Rosh, they didn't have electric mills. They didn't have a hand mill. They used to have by a river. So they would have a mill, and the river would flow, and the water, the flowing river, would turn the mill. So when the mill is turning because of the water, some of the water would start splashing all over the place. So that's why some of the Rishonim insisted it's not enough to have Shmurim Mishas Lisha, you have to have Shmurim Mishas Tchina, because the Tchina is done by the river and the water is splashing. So those are the three opinions. Do you need Shmurim Mishas Kitzira? Prior to Kitzira, for sure you don't need. Or is it enough Shmurim Mishas Tchina if you have a water mill? Or is it enough Shmurim Mishas Lisha? So Mikarad, then it's really enough Shmurim Mishas Lisha. And it's a Chumra that the Shulchan Aruch presented. It's a Chumra that you have to have Shmurim Mishas Ketzira. So let's say Shmurim Mishas Ketzira needs Asiyah L'shma. You can't have a non-Jew do the harvesting. You need a Jewish person has to sit on the machine and cut it. So the Mishnah Berurah says, if the Goy does and Israel is watching, you have a Mashgiach watching, that's called Shmurim Mishas Ketzira. But what if the goy will mix the flour with the water and knead the dough and put it into the oven, and the Yisrael will be watching? So that's not good enough. Whenever you need lishma, if a non-Jew does, let's say you need ibud lishma on the parchment on which he writes Sefer Torah Tefillah Mezuzah, you need ibud lishma. Mezuzah is a machlokes. The Rambam knows when you need lishma. Let's say whenever you need ibud lishma, a goy will write a get, and the Yisrael will emet al gabav, and the Yisrael will tell him, make sure you write the get lishma. So we assume that that's not good. That if the goy is ene b'toiras, So he can't create lishma. So why is it good by ktsira if the guy does the harvesting? Mishnah Berurah quotes the picharish. The guy can do the harvesting as long as the Jew is watching. So the answer is there are two different dinim of shmura. One din of shmura that you need shima mechimutz. So someone is watching, you have a Jewish person watching the guy do it. So you know, it's mushama mechimutz, there's no problem. Then the other din of shmura means asiyah lishma. Asiyah lishma, when you harvest the grain, that's not called asiyah. When you grind it up and you make it into flour, that's not called the asiyah. The asiyah is, we learned Masechah Shabbos, Dafayin Gimel, Sidur the Pas. So the Sidur the Pas begins with the lisha. You're going to say you have to plant it, lishma. Sidur the Pas begins with a chayrish. Chayrish, hazareya. The chayrisha, the zviya, the ktsira, and the tchina doesn't have to be done, lishma. The asiyas halechem is nesina samayim. When you mix the flour with the water, then you knead it, then you put it in the oven, that's called asiyah. So that's how, those parts have to be done, lishma. So we're makbid that you have to have people after bar mitzvah doing the nesina samayim and the lisha and the kneading and so on. Everything has to be done by Yisrael who's bar mitzvah. Sometimes you have a child who was just bar mitzvah a couple of weeks ago. So the Gemara says, strictly speaking, a child becomes bar mitzvah is not enough that he's just 13. Yud gimel shana v'yamechad, 13 years old. You have to have shana v'siman. You have to have shtei sairis growing on the eva erva. So the Gemara says in Masechus Nida, there's a Chazoka the Rabba, I forgot already, one of the two, that we assume Kol Shehigil L'Chlal Shonim, Higil L'Chlal Simon. Whoever is already 13 years old, Stomei has Shtei Saris. But then the Gemara says, when you get to signing a get, or writing a get, Lishmo, you shouldn't rely on the Chazoka the Rabba, you have to be Baidik to make sure that he has Simon. So there's a machlekes in Achreinim, then it's Siv, and it's Chubas, and Meshe Dov points out there's a steer in the Magen Avraham, two different places. So machlekes Achreinim, when the Gemara says you have to be Baidik for the Simonim, with respect to writing a get lishma, is that because Dov Shebierva is Machomer, but to write a Sefer Torah lishma is not a Dov Shebierva, so that you would rely on a Chazoka Derava? Or would you say no? When you get to all dinim deraisa, you don't rely on chazaka derava. So that's what we usually are machmer. When you get to all dinim deraisa, we don't rely on chazaka derava. Chazaka derava means a ruba deleisa kamon. The word chazaka has many different meanings. In this context, it means this ruba deleisa kamon that kol shigil lechlal shanim, higil lechlal simonim. That if the girl is already 12 and the boy is already 13, they probably have the shtei sairis already. So we're machmer. When you get to all dinim deraisa. So we wouldn't allow a child, even if he's already had his bar mitzvah, we allow him to get an aliyah, we allow him to daven for an omed, we allow him to lay in the Sefer Torah after his bar mitzvah. You don't check for the simanim, because getting an aliyah is only the rabbanon davening for an omed. It's all the rabbanon, kriyas haTorah, counting for a minyan. Everything is all the rabbanon. So when you get to dinim the rabbanon, you rely on the chazaka derovah, that whoever is already yud gimel shanim kol shigil lechlal shanim higil lechlal simon. But with respect to dinim deraisa, we wouldn't allow. Rav Chaim Kanievsky was a young boy and he wanted to participate in Asiyas HaMatzis. So his uncle, the Chazon Ish, only allowed him to scream out, L'shem Mitzvahs Matz. That was the whole participation. He didn't even let him pour the water, even though that's not the Nesinas HaMaim. You have to need it. We're machman that the Nesinas HaMaim is also part of the Asiyah. And the whole Asiyah has to be Lishma. And eating, even using the machine that makes the holes, that's also considered. It's after you knead the dough and you have you flatten out the thing, then you have to make them the right shape, and then you have to make the holes in it. That's also that it should bake well, that it shouldn't turn into chametz. So that's all part of asiyah samatzah. Asiyah has to be done lishma. So if a cotton or a nochri will do it with yisrael amir agabav, that's not acceptable. But the harvesting of the tvua, that's not asiyah lishma. That's not asiyah halechem. That's only Shima Mechimutz. And Shima Mechimutz can be done by a goy if he saw the Zayman al Gabov.
So the Rambam said, Shmura means Shima Mechimutz. He's referring to Mishas Haktsira.
Does the Rambam say Shmura Mishas Haktsira? Where did I say the Rambam was?
Perkei
Lochetes. Acha sheniktza, yeah. Rama writes from Mishas Ktsira. But in Shulchan Aruch, the accepted opinion is that that's a chumra. Mikir Adin is good enough Shmura Mishas Lisha, and it's a chumra to have Shmura Mishas Ktsira. The Rambam says, yeah, Mishas Katsir. That's when the Gemara daf mem. Yeah. Yeah. You rely on the rive. The ruba is that it's not. You look at the grain. It doesn't look like it's chametz. And theoretically, it could be chametz even achmetz b'mechuber. The Gemara before Daf Lamed Hei talks about such a possibility. But that's so far fetched. We're not even machmer for that at all. So since ruba the ruba is that it's not. If you look at it, it doesn't look like it's chametz. And mikra then shmurim mishas lisha would be enough. So that's a chumra to go back to shmurim mishas ketzirim.
We shouldn't use recently bar mitzvah
boy
for like a
zeman
or something.
Zeman is also an issue. The rabbanon, the Mishnah Berurah quotes a machlokes rishonim and a machlokes achronim. Some rishonim hold that zeman is deraisa. If you have three men, zeman. So you have three men who are bar mitzvah, so zeman will be deraisa. But what's wrong if you're not supposed to have a zeman? So he said a bracha levatola. Baruch shechalim shlav tu b'chayin. He said a bracha levatola. No. So we assume Ashkenazim assume that Baruch HaLevatol is only the Rabban. He didn't even say Shem Hashem. Let's even say Baruch HaLekeinu. That's a the Rabbanon. If he's not Bar Mitzvah, it's only a the Rabbanon. So by all the Rabbanons, we're Mekel, we rely on the Chazak of the Rav.
Isn't Zimon Bar Chatan also fine anyway? If he knows what he's doing.
Yeah, we don't follow that. The Gemara and Bracha has different opinions, so we don't follow that opinion. Yeah.
After how long is it not a suffix anymore for the
cut? If he has a beard growing, it's clear. Or if he has hair growing on his fingers over here, it's also clear that he has Shtei Cyrus. Yeah. The Gemara Andaf Lamed Chesam and Aleph quotes a Machlokes Rav Meir Nachachomim, which appears in many places in Shas. What's the din of Maaseh Sheni? Maaseh Sheni is Mamon Bailam and Maaseh Sheni is Mamon Gavoa. Usually you should say Yochev V'Rabim Halachik Rabim, you should have Paskan against Rav Meir, you should have been outvoted. So the Gemara says in Kiddushin, the end of the second Perek, we Paskan like Rav Meir over here because we have a few Stomi Mishnais like Rav Meir, the Maaseh Sheni is considered Mamon Gavoa. So the Gemara says that if Maaseh Sheni is Mamon Gavoa, then you cannot be Yotze with Matzah Shal Maaseh Sheni in Yerushalayim. If you're going to eat matzahs, ma'asheni chutz li Yerushalayim, so the Mishnah says it's treif, you're not allowed to eat ma'asheni chutz li Yerushalayim. It's an iser. Asul chalachal b'sharecha ma'asheni d'gonecha b'sarecha b'sarecha. It's a lav. So the Mishnah says if you eat ma'asheni chutz li Yerushalayim, for sure you're not yotze. It's a matzah shal iser. What if you eat ma'asheni in Yerushalayim? So the Gemara says that depends on this machlek satana. So we paskin ma'asheni is mama gavoya. So you should have said that it's no good. Why is it no good? The Gemara says, Esrik shal ma'aseh sheni, I understand is no good because the first 2 days of Sukkot in each alachem, ulakachtam alachem ish alachem. But by matzah, mikziv, matzah schem, is there a pasuk that says that you need shalachem? Why should it be no good if it's matzah shal ma'aseh sheni? So the Gemara says, correct, there is no such pasuk, but there's a gzera shava, lechem oni is compared to lechem, by chiyuv challah, it says arisoy sechem shalachem. So just like you need shalachem by challah, so you need shalachem by matzah. And if my sheni is mama gavoya, so it's not called shalachem. So in Shulchan Aruch there's a whole discussion. The Taz raises the question: if I have guests eating by me on Pesach night, so how would they have shalachem? The matzah belongs to me. So do you assume there's a discussion in Ebenezer? Do you assume if I put food on the table in front of the guests, I'm giving them permission to eat my food, or am I giving them permission to be koine? So if when they pick up the food, it's self-understood that they're koine b'hakbo. Is that the case? L'may nafkeminas in Ebenezer, there's the following discussion. My family is eating, I have a guest, and the guest picks up the chicken, and he gives it to my daughter, and he says, harayim mekodeshesli. So is it my chicken or is it his chicken? If it's my chicken, he can't be mekadesh b'dov sheinu shaloi. I gave him permission to eat, but I didn't give it to him. But if when I give him the food to eat, it's implicit that I have das makna, and when he picks it up, he has das kaina, then he gives it to my daughter or to another single girl who there, and he says, Arei Mukadashas, it'll be a good kiddush. So this is the machloikas and Ebenezer, between the Mechaber and the Nisikalim, you have the right to assume. So that's a shayla on Pesach night. You have the right to assume that the Baal HaBayis who invites all the guests is makna to them. So they quote from the Chazon Ish, and more correct is you should say explicitly, a makna to everybody, that it should be shalachem. The Rambam's opinion is not so, because the Rambam learned the Gemara totally differently. The Rambam understood that Ma'aseh Sheni Mama Gavoy is not to be taken literally, that it doesn't belong to you. The Gemara says that Korbanos Mama Gavoy, at least Kochi Kochim Mama Gavoy. So the Rambam says that also is not to be taken literally, that Kochi Kochim is Mama Gavoy. The Gemara says in Meruben, Perek Meruben, Baba Kama, Mekor Tur de Ruben, Mahashta Tur de Ruben. Reuben has an animal, and his Magdashit is a Korban Oilah. It still belongs to Reuben. The animal is still his. Mama Gavaya means it has such a high level of Kedusha, it'll be considered a Bizoyin HaKedusha if you give it a Matana to someone, or if you sell it, or if you Mekadosh an Isha with it. But it's not to be taken literally, that it's Mama Gavaya, it doesn't belong to you. The Rambam quotes from the Tosefta that if you Magdish it, Leberek HaBayis, it will be Chal. If you Magdish Maiseh Sheni, Leberek HaBayis, or if you Magdish Korbanos, Leberek HaBayis, it will be Chal. So Mama Gavaya, obviously the Rambam holds not to be taken literally, it doesn't belong to you, just means it has such a high level of Kedusha, it'll constitute a Bizoyin HaKedusha if you give it the Matana, or if you sell it, or you Mekadosh an Isha. So what does the Gemara say that in each Olachem? So the Rambam understood it does mean that. It just means you can't be Yotze with a Matzah Shal Hegdish. If you all Ma'aseh Sheni Mama and Bailim, Ma'aseh Sheni has Kedusha. Ma'aseh Sheni has Kedusha. It's called the Kodesh, the end of B'chu Kaisai. When you pay the Ma'aseh Sheni, it's called the Kodesh. But the mezuzah is also called Kodesh, but you can sell a mezuzah. There's no other if you sell a mezuzah. The Shaila is, what level of Kedusha does the Ma'aseh Sheni have? So the Rambam paskens like Rav Meir, the Gemara in Kedushin, the end of the second parak, paskens like Rav Meir, the Ma'aseh Sheni is Mama Gavai, means it has such a high level of Kedusha, we call it Hegdish. So that's the din in the Gemara. There is no din bechlal that you need shalachem. According to the Rambam, there never was a din that you need shalachem. The Rambam says if you have a matzah gzula, you're not yoytze, not because it's not shalachem, because mitzvah bo ba'aveira. The Rosh writes one line, he's disagreeing with that. The Rosh writes matzah gzula is not good because you need shalachem. It's not shalachem. So the Rosh understood the Gemara kipshuto on daf lamechesim and al. You really need shalachem. And that's the Taz in Hilchas Pesach also understood the Gemara kipshuto. Really need shalachem. According to the Rambam, the whole problem doesn't exist. But the Taz raises the issue because of that Rosh. The Rosh understood the Gemara kibshuti, you need shalachem.
Aren't you fond of the Shinoi, the Isa, assuming it's a Masa Gezula, or Balabai doesn't give permission?
If you have Gezula, you should have been kind of a Shinoi. That's a good kasha. Why does the Rosh say that it's not shalachem? If you have a Matza Gezula, you're not Yotzei. You should have said that you can't shino. It's a good kasha, huh? When you chew the matzah, that's a shinoi. So before you swallowed it, you yotze the mitzvah when you swallow the matzah. By the time I swallow, I already chewed it up. So when you chew it, that's the kasha that the Achrenim talk about on the Rosh. Why is it a mitzvah? Baba Avera. I was kind of a shinoi already before I swallowed it. So that's a good tataina on the Rosh.
Why weren't you going any other way? Why aren't you going by taking it?
When you steal something, you have what we call a kinyan gzela. It still belongs to the nigzal, but I have a kinyan gzela that's relevant for certain halachas. But then when you do a shinoi, then you kind of legamre. It no longer belongs to the nigzal. So the Rosh understands that you need shalachem. He says, a matzah gzula is not yours. So the achrenim asked that kasha, why isn't the gazel kind of a shinoi? When he swallows it, when he chooses it. That should be an issue of chavilus, yeah. The Gemara doesn't raise the issue. The Gemara has a similar issue. The Gemara says, if you have flour, if you have grain that's ma'aseh sheni, you grind and you make flour, then you bake it, can you call that afia lishma? Is that called asiyas ha-matzah lishma? Because the mitzvah of achilas ma'aseh sheni is so different from the mitzvah of matzah, maybe it's a tata de sasri. Maybe it can't be both. You say, even if it could be both, but it's a violation of chavilus. That's a good kasha. The Gemara has a different story. that the pasuk says you should eat matzahs. B'chol mashvasechem tochlu matzahs. So matzahs shal mashvasheni is not nechal b'chol mashvas. You can only eat it in Yerushalayim. So the Gemara says when you bake the matzah shal mashvasheni, the shein matzah, that lishma is not chal, because eating mashvasheni b'Yerushalayim is one type of a mitzvah. It's ain't a nechal b'chol mashvas, only Yerushalayim. And matzah has to be such a type of a mitzvah that it is nechal b'chol mashvas. So it's a tata de sastri, so it's not called lishma. You have a taina, even if it would be chal lishma, why don't you say you're not allowed to do it because chavilas chavilas? How good the taina. What if b'diyevet chavilas chavilas? What if you did it b'diyevet on your yotze or not? So there's a Magen Avraham says that even b'diyevet you're not yotze. Let's say a person comes into shul late, he has no time to say 15 birchas hashachar. So he says Baruch Atah Hashem Malkeinu Melech Haolam. And those in the Sechvin had Chemiyem Ben Voilo, Shlos, Ani Goy, Shlos, Ani Yobi, Shlos, Ani Isha, Bekeh Chibim, Mal Besharum. He says everything in one. So the Gemara says, Ein Chos Min Bishnayim. You're not allowed to use Shema Malchus for two different brochas. You have to have a separate Shema Malchus for each brocha. The reason why, because it's Ein Osa Mitzvahs Chavilos Chavilos. So what's the Din B'di Yevin? Chavilos Chavilos means you did wrong? It means you did wrong and you're not Yotzei more than one mitzvah. So Gan Avram says, you're only Yotzei the first brocha. And those on the Sechavina, you're not yet to all the other 14 brachas. Even with the Yevit, it's no good. So that's a taina. Why does the Gemara say that it lacks in the Lishmo? Because of the Tata Sasa. Should have said that you can't be yet to, you kill two birds with one stone. Should say that even with the Yevit, it's no good.
Is there a difference between this and like, one Tzuka has like, you say, let's say, you have multiple brachas in front of you, so you just say that bracha, like, for all the brachas at once. Like, like,
one Tana holds like that, we don't pass on like that.
But is that the same reason though, or is it also because of Chavilos, or is it like some other?
No, the din is, let's say, if you're going to be, the Tosefta says, if you're going to be Mafrish, Truma Gedoyla, Bikurim, and Chala, and Maisa, and Amaisa, one after the other, all four can be covered with Ambracha, Ala Frash's Truma, because the Bracha fits in on both. Well, let's say a person is going to put on Sheyad and Shal Rosh, they're both called Tfilin, so you say Lo Anich Tfilin. The many Rishonim hold that that's it. You don't have to say Rashi in the Ramah,
like,
you know.
Fill in, like, I'm saying, like, Mark tries to give, like, an example where it's not the same thing. And there is that Man Amar who says that it's okay. Like,
yes. So the Chachamim say, you can say Shem Shammah Sazmanu, Allah Mitzvahs, yes. Yeah. So we don't pass like that. We insist you need Pirut in the Bracha. But if you have two mitzvahs, even with the pirut, so both the tefillin shal yad shal rosh, both can be covered with the bracha, with the pirut, laniach tefillin, so Rashi and the Rambam hold that's okay. You don't have to say a separate bracha on the shal rosh.
When we hand out matzah at the Seder for people to eat, that we assume that's the same as when they put food on the table and the guests all take.
Right. Yeah. So that's what the Taz writes, it is shalachem, because it's implicit that when you give the guests to eat, it's implicit that you're giving them rishus to be koina, and they have a mind to be koina. And others say, look in Ebenezer, it's not so, not muskam, not everybody agrees. Others say, I'm giving you permission to eat my matzah, but it's still my matzah. I didn't give him permission to be koina.
But they're not talking about matzah, right? They're talking about
the chicken
on the table.
So right. Right.
To be machal like that, it's so different. You're handing out matzah to everyone, giving everyone a kazayas for him to eat, as opposed to just putting the food on the table and people take. It's more organized on Pesach to hand out the matzah.
What if the family gives a whole plate full of food with chicken and kugel? They give you the whole plate. They don't tell you take whatever you want. They put on the plate. It's also the same shayla.
And there's no problem with making kinyanim on Yom Tov for Shabbat.
There's no problem of what?
Making kinyanim on Yom Tov for Shabbat.
The Gemara says, and the Mishnah says in Sukkah that you need Shalachem for the Dalam Minim on the first day of Yontif. And then the Mishnah says on one occasion the Tanoim were traveling on a boat and only Rabbi Gamliel was the chief rabbi. Chief rabbi is wealthy. So the chief rabbi had enough money to buy Dalam Minim, and then he had to give him Matanam Maslachzit to the others. So the Rishonim ask, how are you allowed to do it? Isn't it Mekach HaMemka? So some say B'makam Mitzvah is Mutter. The Halacha Gedolah says B'makam Mitzvah is Mutter. And others say, Matas metaltli miyad liyad, there's no gzereshem yichtov. Gzereshem yichtov, some hold it's only on karka, because b'noik sheboilam, you record sale of real estate, you record it by the government. You want to make sure you have a shtar. Or if I sell metaltli and it didn't pay yet, he has to pay for it, didn't pay yet. So that he'll write it down, I'll write it down to make sure that I get paid. But if I'm giving a matona, not charging, and it's metaltalim, and it's miyad liyad. Not that I made a kinyan chalipin, and he's going to go pick it up next week. No, I'm giving it to him now, so there's nothing to write down. Some shanim say that matas metaltalim, miyad liyad, there's no gzeir shem yichtav. So whichever answer you accept is going to be the same over here.
Is it possible that kis was on off because that escrow was like 10,000 like zeros? So I was always curious in that case. Like, was there an issue of on off? Like, can you charge a super amount of money for like escrow interest?
He probably had to have it FedExed over. It probably cost. He was on a boat, so he had someone fly in on a helicopter or something. So he got to pay money for that. He had someone get the dalad minim and bring it by ship. So he had to pay. It wasn't done in normal circumstance. If it would have been in New York on the east side, so they're all selling dalad minim, so that would be I know. But he's on the ship in the Mediterranean. It's very hard to. So it was worth the elef zuz.
Because being cholos, if you have mizonos and peros and yain, you put them all together in the same chasima. So why isn't that not a problem?
Chavilos, chavilos. That's a good question. I don't know. You have to look in the Rishonim there. I guess it's all food. It blends in together. But a good question. Maybe a good answer to it. But certainly a good question. Yeah.
And this has nothing to do with when different Amoraim give different chasimus to brothers and their papa said to put it together? Like with Ashgatzar and
apparently it's a longer version of the same bracha, we're just elaborating more. They're both good ideas. So Mara says we say them both. We say everything, yeah. Yeah, what's the story with Mara? So the Mishnah lists off on Lamentes Amid Aleph, five different vegetables that can be used for Mara. And it says you have to have a kazayas, and if you have a half kazayas of one, half a kazayas of the other, umitzar from the kazayas. That's the Mishnah. They're all mitzvah from the Kazayas. So the Rosh has a suffix in the last parak in Arbe Psochim where they need a Kazayas for Mora. How is he mitzvah? The Mishnah says mitzvah from the Kazayas. And Lama Tazma, Beferish and Mishnah. How can the Rosh have a suffix? Very strange. So then how is the Rosh push at the suffix? So he says, because we say Broch, Asher Kedushan, Ben Mitzvah, Sobat Tzivano, Al Achilas Mora, Bein Achilas Pchus, Mikazayas, so therefore you need a kazayas. So the Shagasariya said, don't say al-achilas mara, say al-mitzvahs mara. Why did the rabbis formulate the nusach ha-bracha al-achilas? That requires that we should eat a kazayas, otherwise we're daivashkarim. Compose a nusach al-mitzvahs mara so you won't need a kazayas. Why shouldn't you need kazayas? Doesn't it say in Chumash, al-matzahs mara'im toch luhu, doesn't it say achila by mara? So the later Achrayim point out that it doesn't say Achila by Mora. It says Amatzah Zemiram Tochlu Hu. She need the Korban Pesach Amatzah Mora. Never says Achila by the Mora. But it's self understood that you need an Achila on the Mora. So you need a Kazayas, of course. The Kashif and the Pasik that they ask, the Shagzari ask, that's not a Kash. Tochlu goes on the Korban Pesach. But we know on Iran, of course, you need a Kazayas. So they quote in the name of Rabchaim, in the Kedushim Mipi, I will quote the name of Rabchaim. Since the mara is eaten only by Torah Sechsher with the Pischo, the Rambam says it doesn't exist as a mitzvah b'fnei atzma. So if you eat Korban Pesach, you can fulfill a mitzvah without the matzah and without the mara. If you have the matzah and the mara together, that's called Hechsher with the Pischo, and Dafayin, the Gemara says. Matzah and the mara are Hechsher with the Pischo. It enhances the kiyama mitzvah of achilas Korban Pesach. It's a mitzvah mo b'shlei musa, but if you eat the Korban Pesach without the matzah mara, the yotz in the mitzvah shalom b'shalom musa. If you eat mara without Korban Pesach, Rambam says it's garnish from garnish. It's only hechsher the pischa. So they quote b'shem Rab Chaim that since you're going to eat a kazayis of the Korban Pesach, so there is already an achila. So you're eating a mashahu of matzah and a mashahu of mara, but siruf with the kazayis of the Korban Pesach, so that is achila b'kazayis. You have a kazayis. You have the kazayis. You have a half a kazayis of matzah, half a kazayis of mara. So you already have a kazayis. Or if you have just a kazayis of Korban Pesach and a mashu of matzah and a mashu of mara, so that would also be. That's why the Rosh was mesupik, maybe you don't need a kazayis. So Lechik said he never heard of that, b'shem Rab Chaim. He didn't think that that was authentic. So of course that was a Mishnah. How can you farem for the Rosh is suffik? And then the Rosh does make any sense. What was the Rosh Mesubik when he needed Kazayis? It's a Mishnah that says he needed Kazayis. So there's something fishy over here. The Rav Soloveitchik thought you have to say the following. They have there's a Haggadah by Rav Leibish Charif. The Nesivah's wrote a Sefer in Hilchos Pesach that's called Mikor Chayim. And then one of the later Gedolim after the Nesivah's wrote comments on the side that's called Mogen Ho'elef. So that was by a very sharp Goyen who was known as Rav Leibish Charif. And he wrote many, many Svarim. And he left in his Tzavoyah that whoever will, they were not printed during his lifetime, left in his Tzavoya, whoever will spend the money to print his Svarim, he will be mispal for him at the Olam HaEmes that he should, the Rebbeinu Shel Olam should give a refuah to whoever is sick in his family. So that's every so often somebody prints a sefer from Rabbi Leibish Charif, it should be a zgula for a refuah because he said it's going to be mispal for anybody. So he has such a haggadah that he used to give out for nothing because they printed it as a schus for someone who was sick. It's called the haggadah, it's called Bichas Hashir. So he has this chat that Rabbi Soloveitchik said. There was bunch of Besamigdash Oyekayam, the Mishnah and Lama Tesam, and I'm saying, Abadi Nidikazayas. Of course, you say a bracha, Alachilas Mara. Not that you require Kazayas because of the Nusach HaBracha. That's ridiculous. The Rosh meant to say like this. The Rosh had a suffix, Bisman Azeh. The Gemara said, Beferish Mara is only the Rabbanan Zechel HaMigdash. So that he has a suffix. If it's only Zechel HaMigdash, maybe he must speak less than a Kazayas. Maybe if it's only the Torah Zecher. So it's not really a mitzvah sachilas mar. It's mancha based on migdur shayikam stak a mitzvah bachilas mar. So about it, the mission is right. Then you need the kazayis. The bismana is there that the mar is only zechel amigdosh. Maybe it can be yotze zechel with less than a kazayis. So the Rosh is poshet the suffix that the did in the mission still applies bismana is there that you need the kazayis for haraya, not from the nusach habrochet that you say alachilas. So the Shagazari says, don't say alachilas, say al mitzvah mar. No, from the fact that there is a bracha. If it would have only been a mitzvah of Zechel HaMikdash, there wouldn't have been a bracha at all. Not the Chokyankiv quotes this from one of the Rishonim. He asks, when you have Kairach Zechel HaMikdash Kehilo, how come you don't say a separate bracha? Shekhan Tov Sonat to make a Zechel HaMikdash. The Gemara says there's a mitzvah to make a Zechel HaMikdash. The Gemara says that the Lulav Nito Kol Shiva, Zechel HaMikdash. Rabbi Yechaman Zakkai was the chief rabbi for 40 years. The end of his life, the Gemara says, he lived to the age of 120. The first 40 years of his life, he made $1 million and he retired. Then at the age of 40, he sat down and he started learning, not to be recommended, to wait till the age of 40. Then between the age of 40, the age of 80, he learned up a storm. And then the age of 80, he was appointed chief rabbi, and he went strong till the age of 120. He was chief rabbi for 40 years, before and after the Churban Abayis. He was the chief rabbi during the period of the Churban Abayis, so he went out to speak to Vespasian, to negotiate, he surrendered, and so on. So the Gemara says that under his leadership, when he was the chief rabbi, the Bezdin made 9 takonis. And one of the 9 takonis, most of them were made after the Churban Beis HaMikdash, having to do with the Churban Beis HaMikdash. And one of them was that you shake a lulav all 7 days of Sukkot, min HaTorah, you only shake a lulav the first day, l'kach t'alachem b'yom HaRishon. In the Mikdash, lulav nito kol shiva, because as machtem l'fnei Hashem l'kechem shivas yomim. Chutzal Mikdash, there never was such a din, lulav nito kol shiva. So Rabbi Yechman Zakkai didn't want the mitzvah to be forgotten. There's no Beis HaMikdash, so they're going to forget that there was such a din. So he made a takonah, shehe lulav nito kol shiva, zechel HaMikdash. So Gemara learns that from a pasuk, and how do you know that you should make mitzvahs zechel HaMikdash? Because the Navi says, tzion dorish ein lo. Aye, there's no Beis HaMikdash, and nobody cares, and nobody thinks about it. Tzion dorish, terrible, terrible. The Gemara says, Mechlal, the inference from the Navi is, the Bayadrisha, you should make a Zechel HaMikdash. You should remember the way things were. You should talk about the way things were in the days of the Beis HaMikdash. So that's a shayla here. When they made it, Takona de Rabbanan, they should have more of Bizman HaZeh, Zechel HaMikdash. Is Zechel HaMikdash what motivated them to introduce a mitzvah of Achilas Mara? So Bizman HaZeh is a mitzvah of Achilas Mara. Zechel HaMikdash is the Tam HaTakona, but the Etzem HaTakona is Achilas Mar, the way it used to be Bizman HaMikdash. Or should he say no? This is the reason for the Takana. This is the Etzem HaTakana, to have a Zechel HaMikdash. What's the difference? And that's what the Rosh is saying. If the whole Kiyum HaMitzvah is only Zechel HaMikdash, then we show him before the Rosh, right, that you don't say a bracha. You only say a bracha when you do a Maisa HaMitzvah. So if eating Mar is a mitzvah, to eat Mar Bizman HaZeh Medir Rabbanan, Bizman HaMikdash, it was a mitzvah men HaTorah to eat marah. Bizman HaZeh, it's a mitzvah men the Rabbanan to eat marah. So eating the marah is a ma'aseh mitzvah. If eating the marah is just to conjure up an image in your mind about the way things used to be, Bizman HaBeis HaMikdash HaYikayim, then eating the marah is not really a ma'aseh mitzvah. It's just to remember. So that's what the Chok Yankov quotes on Rishonim who say, you don't see a bracha before you eat the koirach, because it's only Zechel HaMikdash, you don't see a bracha and a mitzvah that's only Zechel HaMikdash. So that's what the Rosh is saying over here. The Rosh knows Bizman Shabbos HaMikdash HaYikayim Avada, the Mishnah says on Daf Lametes, you need a Kazayis Marar. The question is, Bizman HaZeh, it's only Midirabbanon. So what's the nature of the mitzvah? If it's only Zecher, so you don't need a Kazayis. So the Rosh says, from the fact that there is a bracha, not from the fact that the Nusach HaBracha is Alachilos. So don't say Alachilos, say Al Mitzvos Marar. The fact that there is a bracha in our Haggadah, they didn't delete the bracha after the Churban HaBayis. So you see that the Zechel HaMikdash is only the reason, the motivation to make a takana. The takana was Achilas Mar. So that's why you need a kazai. So that's why it's difficult. Some of the Achrayim understood the Rosh. Pashto says they misunderstood. They understood the Rosh to say that the only reason why you need a kazai is because he said the bracha al Achilas Mar and it'll be Doivashkar. So that's why they say, but when it comes to the Koirach, you don't need a kazai Mar. Because you don't see a bracha there. And you already said the bracha al achilas mar. You already had a kazayis then. So there's no issue of davish karim. So you don't need a kazayis mar for the kerf. So the pashto says that it's not correct. I think that someone showed me the Derech HaChaim Siddur writes like that. Someone showed me this week, no? The Nesivis and the Derech HaChaim Siddur writes like that. That you don't need a kazayis mar for the kerf. So the pashto says we don't hold like that. We understand the Rosh to mean that even Mizman HaZeh, it's a mitzvah and the Rabbanon of achilas mar. Yeah, which vegetables are acceptable? So the Mishnah lists off five different vegetables. And the Talmud Yerushalmi says they're listed in descending order of importance. Preferable is to have chazeres, and second best is tamcha, and third best is charchavina, and so on. So chazeres, all the Rishonim say, is lettuce. That's what they all write, lettuce. So some say that regular lettuce is also acceptable. Iceberg lettuce, that they say, Rabban Kotler used to use regular lettuce, and others assume. Perhaps no, because in the days of the Tanaim, that's what they say, they didn't have regular lettuce growing in Eretz Yisrael. So if they're talking about lettuce, they must be talking about romaine lettuce. Romaine lettuce is more bitter than regular lettuce. The Yerushalmi asks, how is it bitter? It's not bitter. It tastes very good. So the Yerushalmi says, no, if you would leave it in the ground longer, it would become bitter. So we will explain it what it means. When the lettuce grows, so it tastes delicious. Then it grows higher. So the stuff that used to be on the ground is now higher up. So that's growing a little longer. That becomes bitter. We don't eat that stuff. This is bitter. We eat the stuff on the bottom. So the Chazanish held that you're not yotze with that. The Chazanish held you're only yotze with the romaine lettuce if it tastes bitter. That part of it, the upper part of the stuff that's growing, the lower part, what we eat, is not bitter at all. He understood that the Yerushalmi meant to say the upper part that became bitter after sitting longer in the ground, that's what he used with. And Minigoylam is that we assume that since if you would leave it longer, part of it would become bitter, so even the bottom part is also acceptable for mar. So that's the preferred form of mar is really the romaine lettuce.
Isn't the one that comes there is also like a thing of, because I think the Gemara says or something that since it's sweet in the beginning, like bitter at the end? So is romaine lettuce, is that how it is? Like,
yeah. You eat it, it tastes good. It tastes normal.
Oh, so that's what shot is with bitter at the end, that bitter if you left it.
If you would leave it. Yerushalmi says it's preferable to use romaine lettuce because in the beginning it's sweet and then it becomes bitter. So that's how the Shibud Mitzrayim was. First they treated the Jews very nicely and then things became bitter. So it's mamish, more similar to by Moritz Chayayim, than the other. The others are bitter from the beginning.
That's interesting. I always thought the mistake with Pshat was that when you eat it, it first tastes good.
No. Yerushalmi says if it stays longer in the ground, so that part that's longer, the upper part of the thing that's growing is going to be the bitter part,
right.
And the lower part that just was born yesterday, it's only a week old, that part is going to taste normal. It's not going to be bitter. The Gemara says there was a machlokes hatanaim, a kuf tezvav manal, there was a machlokes hatanaim. There were three different opinions in the Gemara. Do you have to eat the matzah and the marah dafke together? Or do you have to eat them dafke separately? So the Gemara has the machlokes, we spoke about now, whether mitzvah mevatel zuzu, mitzvah mevatel zuzu. So if you eat matzah together with an apple, together with a pear, Osi dvar hashus mevatal dvar mitzvah. So then you're not yotze the mitzvah matzah. We explained based on the Ramban that eating food we share in common with the behemoths. We share in common with the non-Jews. So how can you say eating food becomes a mitzvah? So halacha says you have to eat it by itself. If you eat the mitzvah, the food together with the dvar hashus, then it's called achilu shal rishus. So the question is, what if you're eating matzah and marah together? They're both a mitzvah, but it's a different mitzvah. So that's machlokes hilo nachacham. But then the two girsos also, according to the practice of hilo, that you have to eat them together, or it's optional. If you want to eat them together, you may. Did you eat all three together, Pesach, matzah, umar? Did you only eat matzah and marah together? So the Rambam's girs is only matzah and marah. He never had Pesach, matzah, umar. The other Rishonim say, no, they ate all three together. It's a Beferish at Yerushalmi and Chala. It says Beferish, that Bizman HaMikdash, they had all three together. So the Gemara says, because of this Machloikas, and we don't have a Hachra, whether the din is like Hillel or the din is like the Chachamim, so that's why we should satisfy the both opinions. The Gemara says, first eat matzah, you shouldn't have matzah and morah together, even according to Hillel, Bizman HaZeh, because matzah is the rice and morah is the Rabbanan. So the Rabbanan, in contrast to the Derais, is treated like a Dvar Hashus. So if you eat matzah and marah together today, even according to Hillel, you wouldn't be Yaitzim. So first you have to have matzah separately. Then you want to have marah separately, Zecha LeMikdash, the Takana de Rabbanan. Then you make a Zecha LeMikdash Kehillel, you have the matzah and the marah together.
The Dvar Hashus that would be the Vatel, does that have to be because Ezra could be even the
Mashu
would be the
Vatel? Mashu probably not, because the Gemara does talk about the... The Gemara says, when you dip in the mar into the charoises, you should shake off all the charoises. A little bit of charoises will remain. So just a little bit. You don't say, osid dvar shus, I'm about all dvar mitz. But if you have a significant amount, then I say you're eating dvar shus together with the dvar mitz.
Even less than
kazais? I think so.
So does that also answer for why get out in the ether? I'm sorry.
Yeah. That's not considered eating. You're not eating another thing. The meper is blended to become part of the matzah.
Yeah.
You're not eating a separate thing. It's already, it was baked into the matzah. Not eating a separate thing. If you eat two different achilas, so the other achila is a dvar hashus, so that pulls down the level of the achila of the dvar mitzvah. But hey, reading matzah? Reading matzah.
So how could you not say you eat the matzah and the marah?
Doesn't necessarily mean that you eat all three together. Doesn't necessarily mean that you even eat two together. A matzah marah, you should eat the karban pesach yochluhu in conjunction with achilas matzah and in conjunction with achilas mar. You have three different achilas. You can't tell one way or the other. Hillel thinks that it sounds more that you're eating all together. All together means what? So most of the Rishonim say all three together, and others, the Rambam says no, only the two together. Only the matzah and mar together. And you agree the pasuk, you're not eating anything together. You're eating near each other, one next to the other, but not together.
You're not
mamish
drinking at the same time.
In fact,
you
hold that. There is a machlokes a rishonim. We mentioned already the Rambam's opinion is that egg matzah is kosher for Leila Seder. You can use it. That the only four mashkim that are called matzah shira is yain, shem, and dvash, and cholav, and all the other mashkim are good. Right? It says that there is no such thing. All my parents make it into matzah shira. So the Ramban disagrees with the Rambam, and he says, since the Gemara says on the top line, Alam and Ham the Beis, that May Peris say Machmitzim, so if you're going to mix flour with May Peris, it's not Bole de Chimutz. It's not Bole de Chimutz, so it's not good for matzah. So what kind of a din is that? So what does the Rambam do with that? It's not Bole de Chimutz. So the Pashto says the Rambam holds not Bole de Chimutz, it's only a din in the Dogon. We determine what's called chameshes mini dogan, whatever is bole dechimitz. If you would have mixed it with water, would it be bole dechimitz? But you need actually that this dough should be bole dechimitz. For chiyav challah, nobody holds like that. If you mix flour with mei peiris, so we said the other day, there's a machloikis hatanoim, whether you chayim challah or not. And what's the machloikis? What's machloikis with chayim challah? Not because you need bole de chimutz, otherwise not called lechem. No, it is called bole de chimutz. The grain, if you would have mixed in water, would have been bole de chimutz. Machlokes is, we said if you have a long Italian bread, is it only, and it touched one end, magen b'miktosa ke magen b'kula. So is that only if it was nilush with one of the zayin mashkim, or even if it was nilush with made peiris? So that's the machlokes by chiyuv chala. In order to be chiyuv chala, you have to have a tziruv. Do you say only zayin mashkim are mitzarev? But they say any mashke is mitzar. So that's the machlokes. But nobody says it's not called bole de chimutz. So the Rambam holds, just like by challah, it's called bole de chimutz. Bole de chimutz just determines what kind of flour you have to use. The chamesh is mini dog, and that's all. So the Ramban obviously assumes that there's a second din of bole de chimutz. One din, because they're what's called lechem, has to be, the flour should be such a min that is bole de chimutz. And then he holds by Pesach night, there's an additional din of bole de chimutz, that if this particular dough couldn't become chametz, then there's no contrast between the matzah and the chametz, it's not called matzah. It's only called matzah if you were careful that it shouldn't be bole de chimutz. There ain't no such din. There is no such halacha. So that's a machlek, is the Rambam and the Ramban. What does it mean, bole de chimutz? Yeah, what's the story? You have to have arba kaisa. So we explained that there's a machlek, is Tosfos and the Rambam. What's the nature of the din of arba kaisa? So Tosfos shita consistently is, based on the Gemara, that it's only four brachas halakos. Say kiddush halakos, asher gyalonim halakos, brichas hamazon halakos, brichas hashir halakos. And one person can say out loud, brach halakos, and everybody will be yotzei. Whoever's saying kiddush will drink the wine. The others don't have to drink the wine. And the Rambam disagrees. The Rambam says there are two din. There's one din, it's a brach halakos. And as far as that's concerned, it would have been good, would have been sufficient if one person says and one person drinks. But in addition to that din of four brachas halakos, there's another din that you need shtiyas abrikosis, that is derech eros. We spoke about the Rambam. The Rambam has the two mitzvahs. One derech and one is rabbanon. The mitzvah derech v'chol davar derechai v'adam liris esatz mekili yatz mitzvahim. That's derech. V'fichach hanach nachayovim lahalel, because it's halal b'shas ha-yeshua. Then there's a mitzvah derabbanon v'chol davar derechai v'adam laharis esatz mitzvah, to demonstrate that he's a men chorin. V'fichach, the Rambam says, we do two things on Leil Pesach. We have aseba and we have arba kaisis. So the drinking of arba kaisis is Lahar is derech eris to demonstrate we have been a chur. So that's where the Rambam disagrees with Tosfos. It's not good enough one person should say kiddush ala yai and he'll drink the wine and the others won't drink. You'll be yotze the bracha of kiddush, but you won't be yotze the mitzvah of shtiyas arba kaisis. That's why Tosfos lishitosom says how much you have to drink from the kos when you make kiddush asher galon and bichas amazon. So the Gemara says rov kos. So Tosfos says doesn't mean rov kos. It's not correct. It means maloy lugmav. Doesn't mean rov kos. And the Rambam writes, the Gemara kipshuta rav kos. Why? Because mitzad the din of brach ala kos, Tosfos would be right. All you need is a maloy lugma. But there's an additional halacha over here that we require a shtiyas arba kos. Each one has to drink arba kosis. So lechatchila, more correct is to drink kol kos. Magen Rambam quotes the Bach. Whenever there's a din of ruba kukula, lechatchila you should drink. Shouldn't rely on ruba kukula. You should drink kol kos. And then b'diyeved you yotze with ruba kukula. That's how the Rambam read the Gemara. The Gemara says, Shosam b'vasachas. Let's say the person makes kiddush and he drinks the cup of wine. Then he fills the cup up the second time he drinks it. Then he fills it the third time he drinks it. The fourth time he drinks it, he already had all the abakosis. So Rambam read the Gemara, talks about it. So the Rambam read the Gemara. You yotze the one aspect of abakosis derech eris, but you're not yotze the brachas alakos. Then the Gemara says, let's say you said four brachas alakos, but you used an inferior quality wine that doesn't taste so good. So that's not derech eris. That's not derech eris. A bracha lakos yotze, but it's not derech eris. In order to fulfill the both mitzvahs that brought the mitzvah of laharasatz mekili yotze mitzrayim, as well as the mitzvah of a bracha lakos, you have to have the four kosas should be scattered out in the four parts of the seder, and it should be a shtia areva. The Rambam says should be a pleasant tasting wine. Yeah, Haseba is also a machlokes. The Rambam and Tosfos, what's the nature of the din of Haseba? Haseba is not minatar, it's minderabbanan. So the Rambam explained, b'chol davar davar chayvaram laharis es atzma, you have to demonstrate Yira ben Chorin. So the two parts the Rambam says to the mitzvah of laharis. One is to drink arbekosis, one is to eat behaseba, to eat what behaseba? So the Rambam says, shur yochol, you should eat a whole meal behaseba. And the Rambam quotes like that from Acharon, l'chatchila you should be meis of kol asudim. And then Tosfos and the Rosh don't hold like that. Tosfos and the Rosh hold that Haseba is not a separate mitzvah, Laharis Kilo Yatzim and Mitzrayim, Laharis Cheres. Haseba is the correct way to fulfill the mitzvah of matzah. Tosfos discusses if you ate the matzah, Shaleb Haseba, you're not Yotze yet, maybe you have to eat over again. If you drank the Arbekosha, Shaleb Haseba, you have to drink over again. So Rav Elbala Soloveitchik said, this is only Tosfos Lishitosam, that the din of Haseba is not a separate mitzvah of Haseba. It's the correct way to fulfill our bekoses and the correct way to fulfill matzah. According to the Rambam, it's a separate mitzvah. Like drinking our bekoses is derech eres, and to eat the haseba is derech eres. If you ate the matzah, shaleb haseba, yotze the matzah, you won't yotze haseba. If you drank the bekoses, shaleb haseba, yotze the bekoses, you're not yotze the other mitzvah of haseba. So according to Tosfos, it's not so. It's the way to fulfill the mitzvah of matzah and the correct way to fulfill the mitzvah of our bekoses. So that's why going to Tosfos, there wouldn't be such a lachatchila. Lachatchila should be meisav kol asuda. Shulchan Aruch, they quote the Rav Yoh, who said that b'zman hazeh haseba doesn't make any sense, because we are not, all year long, whenever we eat the haseba, so it's very uncomfortable to eat a whole meal leaning on the left side. So the Rav Yoh holds that b'zman hazeh it's better not to eat the haseba, it's more derech eres to eat normally. So we don't follow the Rav Yoh, but the women rely on the Rav Yoh. The women rely on the rabbi. Even though Medina de Gemara, women are mechuyev and haseba also. So in the yeshivas, they say the pshat is that the Chasam Sofer in the tshuvas in Chelek Arachayim was asked, Akasha, how come the women don't like tefillin? How come women don't like tefillin? It says, Man tiyo teres Hashem eficha, ki biyad chazaka tiyach Hashem in Mitzrayim. So since it's a zecha l'nes, you should say, afein hai biyos ha'nes. The women should be mechuyev to like tefillin, because afein hai biyos ha'nes. So one answer is, Tosfos has one answer, that Afen Hai B'Yos HaNes only works on a mitzvah derabbanan. It doesn't work on a mitzvah derais. So if you say it like that, it's farenfer. But the Chasam Sofer says, but another day in Tosfos says, Afen Hai B'Yos HaNes should apply even to a mitzvah derais as well, but only on the level of derabbanan. Tosfos asks about yeshiva b'sukkah. Why don't we say women are mechuyev to sit in sukkah? Because the purpose of yeshiva b'sukkah, l'man yeder tevasechem, there was Anani HaKavod, a miraculous protection of Anani HaKavod. So why not say that women are mechuyev to sit in sukkah because Afen Hai B'Yos HaNes? The Gemara says women are not mechuyev to sit in sukkah. So Tosfos gives one answer. Afen Hai B'Yos HaNes only works on a mitzvah there. Rabbanu doesn't work on a mitzvah there. So then the other day in Tosfos, it's not true. Afen Hai B'Yos HaNes works on a mitzvah there also, but only on the level of the Rabbanu. So they have to work on sukkah. Why don't the women have to sukkah in the rabbanon? And then the Chasam Sofer asks, why not tefillin? Why say women have to like tefillin in the rabbanon? So the Chasam Sofer answers that there's a difference between pirsumi nisa and zechel anes. Whenever the mitzvah is pirsumi nisa, so then you say afen habiyas anes. Whenever the mitzvah is only zechel anes, man yedid erasechem is zechel anes. And lamantiyot teres Hashem efichah ki biyach hatzoch atiach Hashem in Mitzrayim. That zechel anes and zechel anes, you're not mechayev women because afen hai b'yos hanes. That's how Rav Moshe Soloveitchik used to say this answer. There's a difference between zechel anes. The Chasam Sofer doesn't use that loshen, but he says the same in effect. So Rav Moshe Soloveitchik used to say, add on, and the similar dover to know whether any given mitzvah zechel anes or pirsumi nisa is whether you say the bracha. Al Shasa Nisan La Vasim. The Mikra Megillah and Havlokas Neres Chanukah say Shasa Nisan. On Pesach night, with respect to Arbekosis and Haseba, we don't say Shasa Nisan, but the Rishonim write in the Biurim and the Haggadah that the Bracha Shir Geolan of Golas Havasenim and Shaim is the equivalent of Shasa Nisan. That's why we don't have to say, because it's included in the Bracha Shir Geolan. Hashenikain Tfilin, Hashenikain sitting in Silke, you don't say Bracha Shasa Nisim Lamasani, because that's only Zechel Anes, that's not Pirsumi Nisim. So that's what in the yeshivas they say, to eat the Haseba today, you can't say it's Pirsumi Nisim. It's so uncomfortable. People will not understand what you're doing. Bizmana Gemara, it was Pirsumi Nisim, because the wealthy people used to eat the Haseba al Amito. So in the days of the Gemara, the women were Mechuyev to eat the Haseba, but Bizmana's eating the Haseba is a nuisance. They're so not used to it. So the maximum you can say is that it's a zechel anes. When our forefathers left Egypt, they probably ate the haseba. Kozman, they were avodim, in Mitzrayim, they weren't allowed to eat the haseba. After they were set free, the pasuk says in the beginning of the shalach, Ayasev alakim esom derech hamidbar yamsuf. So the Medrash Rabbah says in the pasuk about Yasev, HaKadosh Baruch Hu enabled them to eat behesteva. So that's what they say in yeshivas, that today eating behesteva is no longer pirsumin isa, because it doesn't make sense by us. It's only zechel anes. Zechel anes, the women are not mechuyev. You only say afen reibes anes when it's pirsumin isa. They rely on the Rav Yoh, because today it's only zechel anes, no longer pirsumin isa.
I don't think Mark says of her husband.
The wife says what?
Anyway, she's not because of her husband.
It depends on the nature of the marriage, right? So the Gemara says if she's an Isha Chashuva, if she's a liberated woman, and the Ramah says all of our wives are liberated. The Ramah lived in the 1500s. He says by the Ashkenazim, maybe by the Sephardim, not by the Ashkenazim, all of our wives are liberated, and they still don't eat the Hesegel. Why? Because of the Rav Yoh. In the days of the Tanaim, it was a different type of a marriage, so the women were not liberated. Yes?
How does Rabbi know that there's an age, that there's a chelik of a mitzvah of secrecy of sanitization when he said, oh, maybe there's only, isn't that the distinction between Zechir HaSetiyah and Tzarim and Haros? Is there a notion of
Zechir HaNeis
at all by
Yeah, we mentioned an S.
That's not so much pursuming Nisa, the entire law of Seder is pursuming Nisa.
Maybe the Haggadah is pursuming Nisa, maybe the mitzvah of Sipitzim is pursuming Nisa. But the question is whether Haseba today is pursuming Nisa.
But is there a mitzvah of Zechel Anes even in that form, by the mitzvah Haggadah?
No, you say Haggadah, maybe it is Pesumin Nisa. Maybe it is Pesumin Nisa.
What's the Indian of doing Zeichel HaNeis, and if it's just Zeichel HaNeis, like, what's that, why?
To reenact the way they had, to make it more real. We're going to act the way they acted. Let some people put the food on their shoulders and say, Misharasim Tzuras Pesim Loisam.
Shulchan Aruch, they quote such a name. That's the Kim of Baharos.
Okay.
And that's Zeichel HaNeis, that's not Pesumin Nisa.
Yeah. Okay. Maybe it's Pesumin Nisa also. But Haseba today is not Pesumin Nisa.
Does not aid in Liros, all those Zeichelmas, that aids to reach the level of Liros?
Yeah, to build up in your mind. It could be, yeah. Could be. Mm-hmm. On Pesach we bench Tal. The Mishnah says that the Baal Shachris still says Mashal Ruach Merid HaGeshem, and by Musaf you change the Nusach. Yeah. Shulchan Aruch, they quote from the Talmud Yerushalmi that you shouldn't change the Nusach on your own. You need the Kachat Tzibur. You need the Tzibur together. Most of the Achrayim hold that this din that you need the Kachat Tzibur, you need a Hachraz of the Tzibur to change the Nusach from Merid HaTal, only applies to Mashiv Ruach Merid HaGeshem, Merid HaTal, we are describing HaKadosh Baruch Hu, giving to Ori Hashem. He is Ategibar Mechal Kachayim, and he is Mashiv Ruach Merid HaGeshem, Merid HaTal. You're changing the description of the Ribbono Shel Olam. So if a Yochid is going to change on his own, let's say a guy in Shul, they're davening, and in town they're davening at 9 o'clock, and he doesn't want to daven, they're going to miss Man Krishma, he's going to daven on his own, Vasik Met, there's no minion. So he should not, he's going to daven Musa before they're going to daven Shachris. He's going to daven Musaf before they're going to daven Musaf in Shul, but he's not going to daven with a minyan. He said he shouldn't switch to Merid HaTal or on Shmini Atzeret. He shouldn't switch to Mashal Ruach Merid HaGeshem before the Tzibur switches. You need the Rishus of the Tzibur to change the description of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It sounds like you're changing your religion. You're describing God differently. So it sounds perhaps like Avodah Zarah. So for that you need the Rishus of the Tzibur. It shouldn't look like Avodah Zarah. But let's say it's the night that you start saying the same Talamot Lebracha, so that's a machlekes. Most Achrayim say that you don't need the Koyach HaTzibur. If I'm in Minyan, in Shul, they're going to daven at 10 o'clock at night, then I want to daven early, and I know tonight is the night that you start saying Saint Talamata. I don't need the Bishul Salitzi, but the Saint Talamata, and I'm describing God differently. I'm asking, I need rain. It's the rainy season, I need rain. We assume that we switch. In the summertime, we say Morid Atal, or we say leave that, Masharach Merah Geshem, whatever. In the wintertime, we say Masharach Merah Geshem. Even if you live in South America and everything, all the seasons are opposite, and you say Saint Talamotor in the summertime instead of the wintertime, but Morir Atal, Masharach Merah Geshem, that depends on Eretz Yisrael. The description of HaKadosh Baruch Hu depends on the official. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Melech in Eretz Yisrael, so that depends on Eretz Yisrael. Even though the Saint Talamata depends on your country, but the Torah Hashem, that depends on Eretz Yisrael. The Rosh Taina that in Europe you need rain all year long, so you should say the Saint Talamata all year long. So that we don't understand why they don't follow the Rosh. But in South America or South Africa, where the Jews live, they say the Saint Talamata when the rainy season is. They say the opposite from. Above the equator. Even though they're saying, in the summertime they're saying Barbara Taba, but they're saying Saint Talamata. So that's what the Chazanish writes. The Mishnah Brura writes, he doesn't know how to deal with this. The Gemara says that you start saying Mashiv HaRuach HaNshin Yatzeret. You don't begin to say the Saint Talamata till later. So he says, the Gemara says, sometimes you say Mashiv HaMerit HaGeshem. It's the beginning of the rainy season, but you don't actually need the rain yet till Zayin Cheshvan, until 60 days after the Tkufa. So it's reasonable to say Mashiv Ruach Merit HaGeshem, even though you're not yet saying the Saint Talamata. So what if a person will say the Saint Talamata and he won't say Mashiv Ruach Merit HaGeshem? So the Mishnah Berurah says that doesn't make any sense. He doesn't see how it's possible to say like that. Someone should be able to say, you say Saint Talamata and you're not saying Mashiv Ruach. So the Chazon Ish says, why is it impossible? Depends on Eretz Yisrael. That's L'chala days. Saint Talamata depends on your country. It's the Nishkan Stira. When you're describing to Ori Hashem, describing the Rabbanu Shalom, so that depends on the official location where the Rabbanu Shalom is the Melech. He's the Melech in Eretz Yisrael. So on Pesach when they switch, so if they make a Hachrozen Shul. If they make an announcement, they say Morid Atal, so everybody before the Tefillah Balachash, everybody should say Morid Atal. If they don't say a Hachrazah, so then you shouldn't switch, because you need the Tzibur should announce. It should be the Korech HaTzibur. Then it says in Shulchan Aruch, it's not right to say, don't say Mashavach Morid HaGeshem. So if you daven the Mechspar, you say Morid Atal, so they make a Hachrazah, everyone should say Morid Atal. But if you daven Nusach Ashkenazi, you don't say anything, so you shouldn't make an announcement, don't say Mashavach Merit HaGeshem, that's not right to say that. So since you don't make such Achrazah, so everybody should still say Mashavach Merit HaGeshem until after the Chazan benches Tal and the Chazaras Hashav. Right, in Shulchan Aruch it says, apparently that's the German meaning, they say Mechal Kalchayim. So in Shulchan Aruch it says that that's not acceptable. They claim their Minhag can precede the Shulchan Aruch. Okay. Yantif, we Ashkenazim have a meaning, we only duchen on Yamim Tovim. Because the Shulchan Aruch quotes from the Zohar that everybody has to be in a good mood, the Kohen has to be in a good mood when he says the brachas, and everybody is so worried about Parnasa, even on Shabbos people are worried about Parnasa, so they're not in a happy mood. On Yantif, somehow we assume everyone is relaxed. And so the Kohen will be in a good mood, so then they duchen. So most Ashkenazim have the meaning, they only duchen on Yontif, and they only duchen on Musaf, because Shachris you daven all year long. And Musaf, you only daven on Yontif, so you only duchen in Musaf. Yeah, some of the dinim of duchening are not too well known. The Gemara has it, if you have two Kohanim or more, then the Chazan calls out, Kohanim, Kohanim is an instruction, we request of you, you should give a bracha. If there's only one Kohen, he doesn't scream out Kohanim, nor does he scream out Kohen. There was such an opinion in the Talmud Yerushalmi. Tysus quotes it on that Gemara in Soita, Perikel and Amar, but that was not accepted. The accepted opinion is if there's only one Kohen, then you don't call that Kohen. So the Chazanim think that they're cute. They came up with a Chiddush. The Chiddush is read in the Talmud Yerushalmi, they call out Kohen, and it was rejected. We don't pass like that Chiddush that the Chazanim were Mechadish. There's only one kohen, the Rabbeinu Tam, and Tyson says that the obligation to duchen min haTorah Ikra Din is only if you have two or more kohanim. Because the to duchen, if there's only one kohen, is only mid the Rabbanah. Why? Because the pasuk in Chumash says, Kosvachas b'nei Yisrael amor lahem. So the pasuk pshat amor lahem, the kohanim should say to the tzibur, amor lahem, tell him, Yirach Hashem Yishmarecha. So the Torah Shabbat Peh darshins differently. Kosvachas b'nei Yisrael, when the tzibur requests of the kohanim that they amor lahem, the Targum Unkle says, katem lahon, when we will request of them, of the kohanim, that they should give us a bracha, then they're obligated to give the bracha. If you don't request the bracha, they're not obligated. So amor lahem means the tzibur should request of them. So since it's in the plural, them, so you need a minimum of two kohanim. If you only have one kohen, so it's not mechuyif to duchem min hatar, it's only midi rabban. But it's midi rabban, so why can't you say kohen? I don't know. You only give the instruction, we want you to give a bracha if it's a chiyuv min haTorah. That's how the Rabbi in time reads the Gemara. Okay. Okay. Could be that that's the pshat. Okay.
Isn't it just whatever the Torah, Birkat Kohanim, you say? If you need, in order to obligate them, you get right to the Birkat Kohanim, you have to say Kohanim. So you say it. But if there is no, it's not Malah, it's not Mori, then what are you accomplishing?
But it's mechayiv mid the rabbanon to duchen. You have to have a tzivui. Even with the rabbanon is not mechayiv unless there's a tzivui. Every day they don't duchen because we don't ask him. We don't mitzave them. Yeah. The din is the Gemara says you have to have ponim keneged ponim. So a lot of times that people are so afraid not to look at the ends of the kohanim, so they turn their backs to the kohanim. So that's not proper, especially in the women's section. The men put the talus over the head. They're so nervous to look at the kohanim's hands. And Shulchan Aruch says the kohanim cover over the hands, so there's nothing, you can't see anything anyway. There's nothing to see. You have to close your eyes. Even if you keep your eyes open, you won't be able to see anything. Unless they have their hands sticking out from under the talus. The Mishnah Berurah was written in Poland. So he writes in Poland, the men was the kohanim put the talus over their heads, and the hands were exposed. So then the tzibur has to figure out how not to look at the kohanim's hands. But he writes in the Mishnah Berurah that in Lithuania, where the kohanim cover over the hands, so there's nothing to see. So you don't have to do anything. So a lot of times the men are not worried because they put the talus over their head. The women are so concerned that the women's section, they don't have a talus. So that's why they turn around, they turn their backs. They're not allowed to turn your backs. You're not included in the bracha. And if you sit in shul next to the kohanim, so the Mishnah Berurah says you should turn around. You shouldn't face Mizrach. Kohanim are facing Ma'ariv and you're facing Mizrach and you're standing on the side, so it's not Ponim Keneged Ponim. You should turn to this side. And of course the most important thing is, like it says on the chart, that the Kohanim don't pick up, they have to pick up their hands, but it's Yeskapayim, at least shoulder height. A lot of time they shuckle back and forth, so half the time the hands are below the shoulders, half the time the hands are above the shoulders. They have to make sure they should stop shuckling. The hands should be above, at least shoulder height or above. The Gemara said in the Beis Hamikdash there was Asuras Hashchina, and it's an Issa Chomer to look at the hands. And even Big Vulin, where you don't have Asuras Hashchina, also it's not proper. Yeah. So that's why the minig developed. In the days of Rav Yosef Kare, he writes, the minig developed that they cover the hands with the talus. They don't want to look at their hands. So they solve their, yeah, they solve their problem. You have a problem, you figure out an answer. But we have a problem, so we cover our face and we can't see our hands. So then the tzibur should cover their face or close their eyes, whatever, one or the other. Yeah, a lot of times the Gemara says kohanim have to wash until the sedaim before they duchen. So for until the sedaim for bread or for when you wake up in the morning, is a machlokes Rashi and Tosfos, the beginning of Kol HaBasa, how far you have to wash. So Rashi holds till the wrist and Tosfos holds till the knuckles. So all year long, the machma like Rashi, wash till the wrist. But for duchening, there's no machleike. There is a machleike. Tosfos says till the wrist, and Rashi holds till the elbow. But nobody holds less than the wrist, so that's not right. A lot of times the kohanim don't know. They don't wash their hands all the way till the wrist. So that whoever is involved should make sure that they wash their hands properly. Okay, Meleches Chalamoid. I was going to talk about a little bit of Meleches Chalamoid. It's too late. Okay. A good niyandam, everybody. Tonight I'm giving a shiur between 9 and 10, probably on the Haggadah. Then we're going to have Ma'ariv at 10. I think the shiur is in 3:08.